The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign recently released a much-anticipated report with recommendations to improve the handling of sexual harassment cases involving faculty. But as Rachel Otwell reports, change is not inevitable, and students still want buy-in.
My copy, because it might just...
Robin Carr, law and philosophy professor at UIUC, is sitting in his office flipping through the 127-page report the committee he headed put together.
All of this has been a cultural and environmental learning situation where people have begun to understand better the full nature of the harms.
Recommendations include expanding the definition of sexual harassment beyond the campus's current standard, hiring more confidential advisors to advocate for victims, and asking candidates for university jobs to waive confidentiality of disciplinary records. There are various avenues for approval, but whether the university's Board of Trustees will embrace change remains to be seen.
The last statutory changes that were approved by the board were in 2013, so it happens very rarely.
The hurdles to reducing sexual harassment in higher ed were on display at a recent summit hosted at UIUC. Panelists noted that many people never report incidents to Title IX offices, which are responsible for investigating sexual misconduct complaints. They also raise concerns about how effective Title IX training is and the need to intervene earlier to stop bullying or other problematic behavior.
We need to focus less on the policies and more on the conduct.
That's Christina Larson, an attorney who represents targets of sexual abuse and a panelist at the summit. Larson says in university settings, administrators don't have the same amount of power as they do in the corporate world, and colleagues often have as much power as administrators to intervene.
It doesn't matter whether it's illegal or not. What's ethical? What's appropriate?
A university spokesperson declined to speculate on when the reforms would be adopted or how much they could cost, but says the institution is committed to building a safer community. Here's Chancellor Robert Jones.
It was critically important that we worked very hard and diligently to create a set of policies and practices that would really help us drive home the core message of intolerance of sexual harassment.
Jones says he and the provost are talking with stakeholders about revision and implementation. Calls for change at UIUC began a year ago at a Me Too forum at the College of Law. An audience member asked about reports of harassment by a law professor and what was being done to protect students. In August, an NPR Illinois and ProPublica investigation detailed allegations against several professors in recent years. It uncovered three previously unreported cases where professors were found in violation of university policy and were given periods of paid leave and the chance to resign.
Yeah, so during the consideration of new business, there's a period for technical...
A day after the Faculty Sexual Misconduct Committee's report came out, the university's Student Government Association convened. Sudarshana Rao, a senior member who also heads the campus organization Students Against Sexual Assault, says student leaders wrote a letter asking to participate in the negotiations after reading the NPR Illinois ProPublica investigation.
So I think the next steps going forward are to keep this momentum going. And the student voice is so important. We have the most to lose if the administration or higher powers choose to abuse their power.
She still wants a seat at the table as talks of the committee's recommendations continue. I'm Rachel Otwell.
This report is a collaboration between NPR Illinois and ProPublica's Local Reporting Network.